Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined by head coach of the Central College men's wrestling program, Landon Williams, as they kick off the postseason here this weekend with the regional tournament over in Dubuque. Coach, appreciate the time. And as you guys get ready for Dubuque, what's kind of the overall feeling you and the guys have going into this postseason action?
Obviously, this is what we do it for, man, is we prepare all year, and our season and training is catered to feeling our best at the end, you know, at the regional national tournament, you know, and we expect all 10 guys to be wrestling at their best based on the preparation that we put in, you know, for this year. And they're excited, they're hungry, and they're ready to battle it out on the mat.
And we look at this. One thing that I know we've talked about throughout the season is this region is going to be very difficult, right? When you get into it, there's a lot of teams that are very, very good here within the Midwest. And you guys have prepared for that very well. How do you feel like the way that you guys built the schedule out this year has helped kind of prepare you to compete here in the region championships?
Yeah, absolutely. It goes back to the American Rivers Conference is the toughest conference in Division III, and obviously all the teams are represented in Region VI, is which where we're at, you know, with a handful of other teams. So it is going to be a really, really challenging regional, but that's what we as a staff want. That's what our guys come to Central College for. And I talked about in the beginning of the year, we want it to be battle-tested. So we went out and found the best competition from all over the country. I mean, I think we ended it with 11 ranked dual matchups throughout the year. And, you know, we lost to a few above us, but never lost to anyone but behind us. So our guys are battle tested and they've been in big matches. And this is what they want. This is why they come to Central, to wrestle in this conference, to wrestle in this regional, and to be prepared to wrestle their best in the national tournament.
And that's always the best part about it, the best time of the year there. And, you know, you have a storied past with yourself within, you know, wrestling with Wartburg and some of that stuff as well. Now that you've gotten, a couple of years here to kind of get things the way you want them at Central going into this as well, what kind of experience have you kind of been able to impart on the guys from your experiences with, you know, postseason wrestling to kind of help them prepare for the level it's going to take to be able to compete well at the regional championships?
Yeah, I mean, it just goes back to, you know, we'll be starting 5 freshmen in this regional championship, you know, and to finish the year ranked 8th in the country with 5 freshmen, that just shows, you know, what my first recruiting class was, you know, and heavy Iowa favored team, you know, which I think is huge, but it's just knowing the processes and raising the standard and the expectation, you know, we don't really get too caught up with the wins and losses. It's all about the processes and getting better every single day and constant growth, right? Mentally, physically, just getting our mind right and then scoring points and just be willing to give max effort and wrestle for 7, 8, 9 minutes, whatever we have to, and the outcome will take care of itself.
Again, we're talking to Landon Williams, head coach of the Central College men's wrestling program, as they competed in the regional championships this weekend in Dubuque. Kind of to that point, you talked about it, you know, 5 freshmen that are making their debuts there and being able to finish so high this season in the rankings there. That's got to provide a little bit of a boost for this team, just confidence-wise as well, going into the regional championships, knowing that they're viewed as one of those top teams going in to compete against several other of the top-end teams here in Division III wrestling as well.
Yeah, we talk about it from the standpoint as the ranking's great, but it ain't going to get you anything, you know. With that, you know, becomes a responsibility to wrestle, and guess what? You're going to get everyone's best match, you know. They're going to elevate to wrestle us, you know, because it means something to beat a wrestler from Central College, and we're prepared for that. And I mean, the great part about it is this group took it upon themselves from day one. I talked about it all year, is they've been in there, they've been constantly improving. It's probably the closest group that I've ever coached, of just doing it the right way, living the lifestyle, pushing each other, holding each other accountable. You know, I mean, there's, you know, our best guys, you know, do it the right way, which I'm really, really proud to build that program this way, you know, and do it the right way and not sacrifice that standard.
Absolutely. And going back to that process you talked about there, that's kind of where I wanted to go with that as well, with the, you know, being such a young team, because as you mentioned, it's not necessarily always about the wins and losses, right? Because things change. Wrestlers may be, you know, a little beat up, or they may have something happen. So in that process, what does that kind of look like, and what you're wanting to kind of set that foundation up so that by the time they get to this point in the season here in the postseason, they are, you know, ready to go, rather than they just have a notch on the win-loss record or something like that? What does that process kind of look like that you want to set them up for to be ready for these matches?
Yeah, we talk about it with our recruits. We talk about it with our guys on our team. Our program is a developmental program. We are teaching, learning from day one all the way till today. You know, we're still working on some technical and positional things, you know, and we're on the mat doing it with them. And it just goes back to learning from everything, you know, every single position, learning from, you know, the wins, the losses, the adversities, whatever this sport or life throws at us, we learn from it, we're better from it, we're prepared. So if something happens down the stretch, we've felt it, we've experienced it, and we know how to overcome anything.
Coach Williams, appreciate the time as always. We wish you the best of luck in Dubuque at the regional championships, and looking forward to seeing many Central College athletes advance out of the regional championships onto to nationals, but appreciate the time as always.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun environment. I know we have a lot of alumni and supporters coming out, so I'm always grateful for the following of Central College Wrestling. You know, it's a special place, and our guys deserve that, and our alums and our supporters know that, so thank you.
Absolutely. That was Landon Williams, head coach of the Central College Men's Wrestling Program, here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page.